Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I hope you're having a great 2020. I know I am so far. This week, we're going to be talking about feedback cycles or feedback loops, whatever you want to call it. I first started hearing about feedback loops when I started learning about extreme programming way back about 15 years ago. Back then, I only knew it as when it comes to running your code often and getting feedback from your client often. With time, I realized that a great chunk of running a productive and impact-driven engineering organization boils down to having the ability to track feedback cycles and tweak them so that they get better. Your job is to cultivate, measure, and optimize those feedback cycles which matter for your business. What am I talking about when I'm saying feedback cycles? First of all, in case you don't know, here are a few examples. One you might know from your days as a coder would be running your tests. You should be running your tests often. You shouldn't, for example, be coding for a couple of days and only then running your tests to see if the code worked. If you've ever heard about test-driven development, it boils down to having the tightest feedback loop you can have for running your tests in order to know that your code works as soon as possible. Another example would be getting code reviewed. If you're using pull requests or have some other mechanism for code review, let's say someone is working on a big feature for a week, should you wait and only send off your code to be reviewed after a week, once you've got all that code already done? Or should you try and get someone involved after a day? I, for one, believe that it almost always makes more sense to have someone involved as soon as possible, assuming the work is not some sort of a research project where you have to understand what you're going to do. But if you have a task and you're working on it, why not have someone involved? And then once you've got the code, another feedback loop would be getting the code in front of customers. We all know and heard about the lean startup. You want to get the people to actually see what you've developed as soon as possible to hear whether what you're doing is the right thing to do. Do they like it? Do they get it? Are you actually solving a problem they have? Imagine having a feedback loop so tight so that a day after you've finished something and have it on production, you've already seen enough people use it to know whether that is a feature worth having, or maybe you should just roll it back, delete it, and move on. And of course, moving a bit away from the actual code delivery, there's feedback. I've talked a bunch of times about having the ability to provide feedback in a timely manner. Too many companies nowadays bunch up all of the feedback in a file only to give it to you about every 6 months or once a year even. Compare that to what you can get if you're gonna get feedback on a weekly basis. Usually within a couple of days after an incident has happened, you actually remember what happened. You are still in it. You can do things and change things. This is what feedback loops boil down to. You get the feedback as soon as possible so that you do not go on off a tangent for too long without correcting your course. We all know that fixing issues at the design stage is way cheaper than fixing them after you've already completed the whole work. Feedback loops is what prevents you from doing this. Maybe the most known example of a process lacking feedback is waterfall, because in waterfall, you get the feedback only after finishing everything, and that's when the loop goes back. We do not want that, do we? So when I'm saying feedback loops are crucial for your business, what does that mean? If you get the habit of trying to spot these feedback loops and working on them, you can have a great impact on your team, and you should be giving these tools to your leadership and senior staff so that they try and help the business as a whole improve. Now that you know how feedback loops look like, and I'm hoping to at least have given you a new angle on a couple so that you now know that there are many ways to find feedback loops, start with surveying what are the different feedback loops people in your team are going through, and consider whether having a tighter cycle might improve on the results. For example, if it takes me as a developer too much time to run my new feature on a testing environment, I'm guessing that's a loop worth tightening up. But another feedback loop, which I don't usually care too much about tightening, is how long does it take to get someone to push code to production after they have onboarded? Some companies really have this thing of you push code to production the first day on the job. Okay, frankly, I don't really care if that's gonna take a week or two. What I do care about is that person getting feedback about how they're progressing in connection to how you had expected them to be performing as soon as possible. They should not only hear 3 months in that they haven't been performing as you thought they would. If something isn't working out, you should be speaking up in a matter of days or a week, because that's the feedback loop you should be tightening here. So consider, for all the different feedback cycles in your organization, and these again are technical when it comes to code and production, and people when it comes to onboarding and how someone functions in the first couple of weeks after being promoted to a manager and so forth. Consider all of these and consider wherever you need to tighten them up. If there's value in having people learn much faster and get feedback much faster in those cycles, optimize what's holding it back. Do you have too much pomp and circumstance that every new feature has to go through all the different product managers in the company only to have it released? Do you have to have 5 different engineers sign off on a pull request before having it merged? Do you still have yearly reviews, which practically no one cares about, everyone knows are a waste of time and just pay lip service and do it simply because they know they should do it or risk getting HR's wrath? As with everything, you have to understand when it's not worth it to optimize a cycle at all or more than it's currently at. Should you yell at someone as a meeting is going on if they're not managing it properly? I'm guessing not. That might be too tight of a loop. But should you provide them that feedback on your next one-on-one? Yes. I recommend taking 30 minutes to mind map all the different feedback loops in your organization. You can look at your calendar, you can think back about the last few times where you had someone realize they did something bad only when it was too late, and try and map out those feedback loops and think which cycles can and should be optimized. This is an exercise I really recommend doing every 6 months or so, because it can greatly improve your organization. And if you provide this kind of insight to your leadership, to the managers and senior staff in your organization, they can do the same at their level. And all those improvements with time build up a much tighter team. You're going to build a tight operation that keeps getting better and better. All these tweaks are what it takes in order to make sure that as your company grows and as your engineering organization grows and grows and gets a lot harder to manage, you still have everyone making sure to work as best as they can and removing obstacles so that you have less failure work and actually deliver what you intended on delivering as soon as possible. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Feel free to send me an email with anything on your mind, especially if you want to share an interesting feedback cycle story. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.